This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, continuing with that general thread of jobs and who has them, there is a big brouhaha going on in tech. Google, Apple, Intel, and a bunch of others are wrapped up in a class action lawsuit. Employees are claiming the companies agreed not to poach talent from one another and that as a result, they, the workers, that is, are missing $9 billion in lost wages. Marketplace's Queena Kim takes it from there.
Jim Balasone is with the Markula Center for Applied Ethics at Santa Clara University. And he says figuring out exactly how much money in wages was lost, well, that's a lawyer's game. But he says the emails discovered during the lawsuit help us connect the dots.
An email exchange between Google and Apple where Google sought the approval of Apple to hire four French software engineers who had already left Apple.
Steve Jobs' response? Here's Balasone reading his email.
We'd strongly prefer that you not hire these guys, Steve.
And Google honored his wishes. There's a lost wages, but harder to measure, the lost opportunity. Balasone says having Google on your resume is a huge career boost. Steve Donnelly is the head of recruiting at Big Commerce, an e-commerce site. He's been reading the emails, too. He mentions one in which Google asked if it could hire a current Apple employee. And again, Apple says no. Donnelly says that leaves that employee exposed.
It limits the person that may end up staying with the company.
Scott Brosnan is a recruiter at Workbridge in San Francisco. And he says competition for hiring engineers is stiff.
I've seen candidates in this market that a year and a half ago were at $80,000 on their base salary. And a year and a half later, they've changed, you know, two or three companies, and they're now at $140,000.
Brosnan says if engineers were blocked from taking jobs, then they were losing real money. In San Francisco, I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.